Welcome back. It is hour two. It's 11:35. I'm so lost. It's been such a fast show. Jim Harris sitting in, Sporting Life Arkansas. Justin Acri, Matty T. Soon to be joined by Dan Kopman, who is the co-founder of Schlafly, a brewery that is relatively new to this market but been around in St. Louis for a while now, and the audacity of putting a new brewery in St. Louis. Certainly worked out well for the folks at Schlafly. We appreciate them. My man Bryce Nall back in the house. The distributor locally, of course, is Golden Eagle for Schlafly, and they got another dinner going tonight. We did one not long ago, I guess, at Flying Saucer, which was fun. It was a few months ago now.
Yeah.
It's cool out.
That was, it was February. It was the week I got married, so I definitely should know the date.
Yeah, I would think you better if you don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah.
It's, I remember being cool. You know, Dan, and I don't know if I told him this or not. I don't know if I will tell him today. We're going to get him on here in a minute. He reminds me, I think I told you this, he reminds me of the Bruce from Braveheart. Yeah. He looks like the actor that played the Bruce in Braveheart to me.
Yeah.
But anyway, except he makes way better beer than the Bruce did.
Exactly.
Plus, he won't tell you that he's going to back you in a battle and then ride off into the sunset. So there's a guy you can count on. So what's the setup for tonight?
Tomorrow night is
the event.
And what it is, it is a beer versus wine dinner. And I know there's a lot of people out there that have been to beer dinners and a lot of people that have gone to wine dinners. But to my knowledge, there's never been a beer versus wine dinner for the public here in Little Rock.
So we are going to have a battle of sorts.
Absolutely. It's a battle to the death. And we're going to see which is better, the grape or the grain.
And I like it.
What they have done is they have prepared a four-course meal and given each company a task to pair your beer with that course. So you're going to get five beers, five wines, and a four-course meal, and it's all $50. Taxes and tips not included.
Okay, that's a good deal.
And these are, to put it out there, these are sample sizes. They're not going to be pouring 12-ounce beers and 6-ounce pours of wine.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, the cab companies would make a ton of money that night. But legal reasons, you can't get people, you know, intoxicated. So,
well, it'll be fun. This is a good event, and Dan always is good about providing background on the beer, and it's amazing how it is truly an international operation as far as, you know, whether it's a grain from this particular country or they're, you know.
Especially with them, with his wife being from Scotland,
right.
I believe. Now, if it's wrong, I'm sure he
will correct
me. I think
that's right. Let's bring him on here. He can tell us for himself on the Revolution Hotline. Dan, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, man. When are you getting in town?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. I'm in the brewery right now. I'm going to move because it's pretty noisy here.
Okay. I kind of like it. I like a little ambient noise there in the background.
Also, Justin, Jeff Yant, which is this restaurant's house sommelier, is going to be doing the wine portion of the dinner, yeah. And Dan is going to be doing the beer portion.
Are you guys
going
to arm wrestle it all, Dan?
Who, myself and the winemaker?
Yes.
If he wants to.
I mean, if we're going to do beer versus wine, let's make it happen. I mean, I want some jousting. I want some sword fighting. I mean, maybe a little arm wrestling.
You're fully aware that the wine business is all smoke and mirrors, right?
Oh, no. Here we go.
It started already.
Shot across the bow. I like that. Okay.
I mean, there's more variety in beer. It's harder to make beer. Oh, yeah. The wine guys make up for the ease of making wine with just a larger lexicon, you know, a lot more words. They just have more words.
I like it.
Less work, more words.
Okay. Well, let me tell you what. The back and forth may be worth the price of admission alone. Forget the food and the drinking. This will be fun just to watch you two go at it.
This will be entertaining. No, it's going to be this will be a great evening, and we'll have some great beers and some great wines, some really good food, and plenty of chat. No, it'll be very good. And I've got a book, in fact, that was written by Professor Charlie Bamforth, who's the professor of malting and brewing science at the University of California, Davis, and he is sort of with a lot of winemakers out there, and he wrote this book, Grape versus Grain, in which he obviously argues that beer is the, you know, the far more complex, far more complicated beverage to make, and also to, and it's a, you know, better beverage essentially to enjoy because there's more variety. So we'll do a little raffle, and I'll have one of Charlie's books to give away to one of one of the patrons, one of the customers who attend. So, well, yeah, looking forward to getting back to Little Rock. I haven't been down for a couple of months, and so it'll be a nice visit.
It's interesting that this book comes from a University of California school, because I think the entire UC system is based on alcohol investigation. So it makes perfect sense.
It should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. Yeah.
So the Cardinals are doing well. The brewery's doing well. Everything's coming up roses for you, right?
Yeah, this summer we're full on summer. It took a little while for summer to get here this year, but we are definitely full on summer. And we live and die a little bit of baseball, and we have plenty of beer for both the sweet victories and the agonizing defeats.
Dan Kottman joining us on the Revolution Hotline, and Bryce Nall joining us here in the studio again. It is a beer versus wine dinner. It's coming up tomorrow night. We'll have more details coming up in just a minute. And I was telling folks, one of the great things when I was at the last one that you were in for was listening to the stories and how everything is made. And if you have an appreciation for the process, as you're kind of alluding to, it is fascinating listening to the international nature of the business. And certainly you guys, I know, are proud to be based in St. Louis, but there is an international flavor as far as grains and equipment and things that come from around the world.
Yeah, we sell beer locally, but we source raw materials all over the world. And so, that travel for myself starts, again, not long after this visit to Little Rock. I'm off the UK for what's going on with hop growing and some malted barley that we also buy in the UK. And then we'll get with our German suppliers as well. And we buy some hops in Poland as well. So we source the raw materials from all over the world. But by bringing all those great raw materials here, we're able to make, great beers here and keep them really fresh. So, once we convert essentially, malted barley, hops, yeast and water into beer, we want it to be best consumed as close as possible to the brewery and as fresh as possible. So what's nice, Arkansas is pretty much as far south as we go with Schlafly beer, so it's great.
Our Polish friends get a bad rap, probably don't get enough credit for all the great things, but they're grade A hops producers?
Well, there's only about 200 families really in the world that grow hops anymore, so it's a very small crop. And I was just talking to our Derek Spansky, our quality manager. We finalized a long-term hop agreement with another grower up in Yakima, Washington this week. So there's not a market for these things. You basically go to a farmer and you say, I want to buy this, but you have to sort of do this thing long in advance. I mean, we've now contracted with this one grower for hops through 2018.
Your wife is Scottish, right?
That's right, yes.
Did you guys get up early and watch Wimbledon with Annie Murray?
I have to admit, I did. I did. My wife, she's in Scotland for the summer. She was on a ferry between Oban and the island of Barra, which is way off the west coast of Scotland. And even on the ferry, they were watching the match. So, yes, I think there was that moment of that was a pretty sweet moment, because not only is he British, but he's Scottish. And
right.
So, we were having this thought that if Scotland goes through a separation from Great Britain, will it have been a Great British win or will it have been a Scottish win? But that's chat.
Well, I mean, he's the closest thing to an American guy we've got. I mean, so I was rooting for him because, we got nobody anymore. So I was pulling for him. It was a great story. It was nice to see.
It's a lot of fun.
Hey, yeah. Dan, this is Bryce. Yeah. Got a question for you.
Sure.
One of the beers tomorrow night we're going to be sampling is the single malt Scotch Ale. Can you tell?
Oh, you've got some left. Wow.
We do. We saved some. Can you actually, with the the story of the international and how everything's connected, can you kind of give a little background on that beer?
Right. So the barley came off my brother-in-law's farm, which is north of Aberdeen. In the sort of breadbasket of northeast Scotland, where they grow, that's the flat part, so that's all farming, and so they grow barley primarily for the Scotch whiskey distilling industry, but obviously Scotch whiskey, when you make Scotch whiskey, you have to make essentially beer first, and then you distill it, you concentrate that alcohol by distilling. So what we wanted to try and do was see if we could make a beer that tasted like scotch and water. And so we took barley off the farm in Scotland, malted it in Britain, and then shipped it here. And we made a very strong beer. Didn't hop it highly. We used some French hops in it. We wanted to. There's an old alliance between the Scots and the French. Mutual distrust of the English, I guess, a little bit. But we did that. But it was a very strong golden ale. Only one malt variety in it, so a single malt beer. And then we brought Scotch whiskey barrels, freshly emptied barrels from Glengarry Distillery, which is only about 10 miles from the farm. And we aged the beer in the Scotch whiskey barrels for about 6 months and then bottled it. And once the beer came out of the barrels, I mean, you could just taste it. It tasted just like Scotch and water. And so I'm not sure we could ever repeat it, so it's great you've got some bottles left. And I tasted some recently, and it has maintained that flavor and aroma of a sort of peaty Scotch whiskey. So it's a pretty, in many ways, a very simple beer, but I've never tasted anything like it. And again, I don't know if we'll ever be able to repeat it.
See, if anybody wants to argue the wine versus beer, there you go right there. It's yeah. quite a process indeed.
The principal difference, with beer making and versus wine making is the wine guys have it easy in that they take grapes off a field and they crush them and they have a sugar liquid. So all they have to do is add yeast and that converts converts grape juice into wine. We have to we're taking a starch, we're taking grain, and the brewing process is really converting the starch to sugar and then, creating that liquid and then making it a specific color with a specific flavor. And that's why you get more variety with beer than you do with wine. With wine, you're limited because your only ingredient essentially is grapes, and basically you got white and red, and you got white and red mixed. but with beer, we've got a lot more variety in terms of both grains that we use and other raw materials. So
all right,
it's a much more interesting product from that standpoint.
Go out tomorrow night. Everything you want to know about beer, but we're afraid to ask. Dan will answer for you. So,
and we'll just have some fun alongside. We'll have a few really nice beers, some nice food. And a few nice wines, I guess.
Dan, we appreciate it. Have a safe travel down, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
It's Dan Kottman, one of the co-founders and the spokesman for the Zone, at least, as far as Schlafly goes. And, Bryce, we appreciate you guys coming up. And it should be
for
fun. This is
come up.
Great concept. I've never seen this before. I think it's a great idea. But it's at the Italian Kitchen tomorrow night. And it starts at 6:30. And they'll be seated for dinner at 7, 374-5100 if you want to make a reservation.